Potatoes! Welcome back. Hope you're having a good week and you are feeling amazing. Did you know that over on the Patreon you can listen to these episodes completely and utterly ad-free, as well as getting the talkbacks each week? That's right, extra content, all the extra content. Plus, you will also be the first to know about Rotating Heroes merchandise, which is coming very, very soon. So Patreon is a place to be. You can even sign up for free and just be on there. There's a bunch of posts that we make just free and available for everyone to check out. So just go over there, sign up to Patreon. You're probably already there. We love you so much. Thank you so much. You're the best. Okay. Take it away, past Zach.
Sadly, rooting him, he is still standing. He is starting to smoke and sizzle, though.
That's the end of my turn, right? Well, no, I got eyes long.
Yeah.
Long can do one attack.
Cool.
16 plus 3, 19.
On?
I'll just say the mechanical, but the bug man.
The
thing that had the
flying thing?
The former flying thing.
Okay. 19 hits. It's like, yeah.
Six damage?
Okay, cool. This thing is flying around you, looking okay.
An azure mist, right?
Azure mist. What's new? After that, after Grib's turn, Jib is going to keep trying to grapple the bronze Barnabas in front of him, but can't make purchase in his stupid snapping turtle mouth is just like not closing around the metal as it should. That was his turn. He's still right there. After Jib goes, it is now back to... Uh-oh.
Far be it from me to do anything different.
That's the life of a fighter, though.
You keep fighting.
You're there to fight.
I'm there to fight. I'm gonna make an attack roll. 25.
Hits.
13.
13 damage?
Yeah.
Badly hurt.
Okay.
Still standing.
Yeah. 22.
Hits.
10.
Oh my god.
She toots and then and then stabs the spear.
Still standing.
Okay.
But... just like short circuiting
computer malfunction.
I've taken this spear and it's gone. I've taken it out of the perineum and now it goes into the belly button. Swirling around in there.
I'm unsettling. He's looking around nervous, like he doesn't expect this. He's grabbing at the spear. He wants it.
You can't have it.
It is his turn. He's going to make a opposed strength check with you to take the spear. So roll an athletics check and I will roll an athletics check for this guy. He is extremely strong, I will say that.
Okay, dirty 20.
He gets a plus 6 to this roll. I'm going to do it.
Is this...
Before. Fuck up.
Are you wrestling with a metal man or it's big
metal
boy?
Metal man. Big, okay. Big boy.
Yeah.
What's the difference? Metal man and
metal man. Metal man is Jewel.
Metal man.
Yeah.
Beef.
Plus 6.
Beef.
He's locked with uh-oh, and he's like, if I can't have it, no one can.
I spit
and
in his eye.
Ow. You see a little windshield wiper go, and he cannot wrestle it from you. If he had gotten away from you, he would have thrown it into the lava. He can't do anything else. That's his turn.
I'm a strong freelancer woman. You cannot take me. Yes!
Sago, it is your turn.
Oh, you know, there's a lot I could do. There's a lot I could say right now. You know that. I'm gonna give this a shot. I don't know that this is the best idea, but I'm gonna try to cast Crown of Madness on this big boy, this creature.
Okay.
He has to succeed a Wisdom 14 saving throw, and I know he's a smart boy.
Wisdom is slightly different from intelligence.
Oh, that's good.
He rolls a 2.
Wow. He is now charmed. A twisted crown of jagged iron appears on his head, and a madness glows in his eyes. He now must use his action before moving on each of his turns to make a melee attack against a creature that I choose.
Okay.
He can act normally on his turn if I choose no creature or if none are within his reach.
Got it.
With my bonus action, I look to Grib and I go, hey, your neighbor's here, buddy. Let's show him what you're made of. And I give him Bardic Inspiration.
Aww.
That's cute.
Grib, emboldened by your neighbor. I think.
Will you be my neighbor?
Kerp is going to make a death save. Not one. Two fails for Kerp.
Not to be rude, oh, no. Totally forgot Kerp was here. And I'm in love with him.
Yeah.
My man. He's my man.
I love you, baby. I love you, baby.
The ground splits under your feet.
Fuck.
It is getting really dicey out here. You start to see, you look up at the volcano and you see a fiery hand reach out on either side of it as once again crowning out of the top.
Ew.
You see a molten lava head swirling, surrounded by sort of a tornado of black sky, lightning striking it, kind of creating this effect of a crown on his head as it is starting to try to pull itself out of there. The ground is ripping. Everyone has to now start their turn by rolling a d4 and then do that thing that happens at the top of every round. So that is the lair action. I'm also going to kick it off with just a regular one. Okay, 4. The ground shifts and noxious gas sprays out. Make a DC 12 con save.
15.
Azure fails.
Okay.
And Zwam also got a 15.
Damn, Azure.
This dude blows.
3.
What a waste of level 4 spell.
Okay, it's 6 damage. It's not a ton, but 6 damage if you failed. 3 if you did not.
What was the DC 12?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you took 3 damage, yeah. Probably, right?
She's got 3 hit points left.
You only have 3 hit points left? Mm-hmm. Okay. As the ground continues to rip, this flying thing's going to fly to uh-oh.
And here's where uh-oh has a catchphrase. Uh-oh.
Damn it. It got its breath weapon back.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Kill me! The love of my life is dying!
I'll go with him.
I'm still over here giving it the finger.
Yeah.
Impossible for me not to die, right?
Yeah, you're dead.
Yeah,
but you might fully die. Okay, if it's enough damage.
What the hell, Zach?
It's
supposed to be a family
game. Excuse me.
Well, I gotta tell my damn mom not to listen.
My damn mom.
So, give me a dexterity saving throw.
8 + 3, 11.
Okay, fail with that. You take.
You do have bardic inspiration if you need it to live.
I will say you need to. It's how much is a bardic inspiration?
I think it's a D8. I'm pulling it up now.
I don't think you will full die on this. It's not that. It's 37 points of damage halved for you because of the fire thing.
D8 with bardic inspiration, so you could half it again technically, right? So but that doesn't really matter.
I roll a D8.
I would not do it right now. Because you're gonna go down no matter what. But it's not enough. It has to be over double your HP after you die to be
okay. So I've lost like 18 points of or hit points.
Okay. She down.
Damn.
She goes down. Jib, in turtle form, is blasted by this. So he gets knocked out of wild shape, and he's just standing there like woozy and burnt from this. As that fiery spell hit him. That is the end of this drone's turn. Grib, it is your turn. Uh-oh is unconscious in front of you. Jib is knocked out of wild shape.
Is the spear still in my hand? Is that something he can grab if he wants?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I gotta grab that spear.
Okay.
But I also don't want to leave the rune.
I should have fucking thrown it to you.
So... a thing that I said earlier that I will reiterate here is that you can only use that thing like once every so often.
Oh, okay.
So you've used your turn in the runes is basically what I'm saying.
Okay.
This guy's under the effect of Crown of Madness, so you can kind of move around him more freely.
Mm.
The spear is in Uh-oh's hand. He is sizzling, his short-circuiting in front of you. I don't know that I would... say that it makes sense for Grib to be able to hit the flying thing with a spear, or like that would be extremely hard.
Mm-hmm.
But you maybe could hit this thing in front of you.
Clarify with the thing in front of me.
The Bronze Titan.
Got it. With the spear, you mean? Okay, cool.
And you have to. I'm sorry. You have to start your turn this time with rolling a d4.
Okay.
To see if you take that effect.
4.
Okay, that's the noxious gas again. Give me a con save.
17.
You pass that, you're going to take 2 damage.
I just know that I'm going to cast Cure Wounds on Uh-Oh.
Oh, okay. Grib, difficult choices to be made. You look over at Uh-Oh, you cast Cure Wounds on her, bringing her back up to how much HP?
26.
26 HP.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
So that's my spell. That's my last third level slot. Then Azure will attack. Please, my man, smack one for me. An absolute miss from this worthless sack of shit. He rolled a fucking 3.
What are we even doing here? More work?
I need you to just, like, fucking try.
Just fucking
just
try.
Get your head in, like, my friends are dying. My dad's here.
Jib's like, you know this man?
I've never met him. Okay. And then Zwam will get an attack.
AC is 20, I'll tell you that.
Zwam fucking beefs it. All my friends beef it.
So funny.
But you brought Uh-Oh back up.
Yeah.
That's true. You didn't beef it. That's what's important.
Where's the beef?
Hey. I know where it is.
Del Taco.
It's Azure.
That's
the end of my turn, yeah.
End your turn right there. Jib stands before this giant monster, this giant titan in front of him. And let's see what Jib can do. Jib is going to, surveying the battlefield, he's also going to, from a distance, he's going to cast Cure Wounds on Kerp. Or, I'm sorry, what's the distance one called?
Healing Word.
Healing Word. Okay. Kerp is back up at 12.
Ow! Sorry, lad.
I died.
And Jib's just going to stand there. He doesn't have much else he can do. He wants to be in the way of the tree. Uh-oh. You wake up. You're unconscious, mm-hmm. dreaming of giving a tour in that great big place in the sky.
And over to your left are some angels, and to your right is God.
Almost right at the beginning of the tour. Like doing the universal tour. King Kong's right at the beginning.
Hey, I guess I can go now.
Simpsons level. Simpsons
that's what I wanted
joke.
To see. Yeah.
You see a bunch of like Loxodons like motioning for you to come to them.
Yeah.
They're all in a universal tour bus that yeah. each of them is working at.
Yeah. Oh.
There's a Loxodon Jimmy Fallon on a small screen.
Oh my God.
Hey, what is this?
I turn it off.
This could be heaven.
They're like,
this could be
come
heaven.
On. Give us a tour while we give you a tour.
That sounds like heaven, guys, but I don't think it's my time to go.
You see Oopsie rolling down a hill in your imagination, surrounded by lava on all sides. You see a volcano rise up like an amusement park attraction, but then sort of like a, you know, like a mascot version of Pulfros comes out, like waves uh-huh. at you. As you see all this, you look back from the direction of the parking lot, but you see your body on the ground where you just got knocked unconscious mm-hmm. as Grib's spell hits you. You wake up in that spot, look around, you see this bronze titan above you. It is your turn.
They say insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. Well, I guess I'm a little insane.
He goes, did somebody say crown of madness? No.
You have the spear, right?
Grib did not take the spear. You still have the spear.
Oh, I still have the spear. Okay. Yeah, let's go.
Let's go.
Here's the thing. Let's go.
Let's fucking go.
7 plus 10, 17.
Doesn't hit.
Bardic Inspiration if you want to use it.
And what does that get me? That gets me
a D8, so you can roll. I'll tell you right now, DC, AC, I mean, the AC is 20. So you need 3 on a D8 to hit it.
3 or higher.
3 or higher.
Okay.
You also have your second attack still.
Oh, the first, right? We don't need to look at that. That one.
Oh.
Okay, so you have to get a 3 or higher on this in order to. And just real quick, I forgot to make you roll your D4.
Oh.
Okay, so nothing happens to you. You dodge great. It all.
Fantastic roll.
Lovely roll.
6.
on the D8.
Uh-oh. From being fully unconscious on the battlefield floor ground, smoke, lava, farting, gas coming from everywhere. The ground is like, you feel your body like sliding in a direction as this whole platform is starting to shift. Mm. You wake up. Tell me how you finish this guy.
I wake up from near death with polka in my heart. A dance.
the song of the Luxodon people.
Is this polka? I do the most beautiful dance anyone's ever seen in their lives.
You're all looking up at your former tour guide, who is like, I don't know, it's like they're on some sort of reality show where mm-hmm. someone has this like incredible passion for something that they've never, mm-hmm. it's so you think you can dance or something?
Yeah.
So you think you can.
I'm on the floor, I'm up, I'm dancing, I'm popping, I'm walking. I take the spear, I cut little tiny cuts in between each of his toes, because that seems like it would be painful. I jam his knee.
Okay.
Just little tiny things, and then right through under his chin, one final kebab with like my big flourish move.
As this spear drives through the bronze Barnabas's head, you see this brain, a humanoid brain mm-hmm. with like metallic, like computer chip attachments and stuff. His whole body has looked like a robot, but mm-hmm. this is sort of the root of that, his actual organic brain. Stab through that, mm-hmm. driving out of the top of his head. As this happens, his body falls limp as mm-hmm. he is like,
no, I was, the spear was, I guess the spear is mine, and just falls over as this, as he basically short circuits, not imagining losing this fight, as he does this, that elephant head flying through the air just deactivates.
Beautiful, Stephanie.
Beautiful. What is that even from?
It's from Short Circuit.
Oh, yeah. It pulls a beautiful Stephanie and nosedives right into
it. Pulls a beautiful
Crazy that nobody got that reference.
You see this head just smash into the lava below you. Melting into the lava. It is also deactivated, having lost its sort of host. Mm. You are now out of combat. This god is starting to rise out of this volcano. Grib, you have powered up these runes by putting the flame seed into its spot and emboldening it with your plant growth and staff.
Wait, so the big boy's dead too? Or he's
both big... have passed.
Both the bronze guys are dead. The
damn
Pulpharos.
We just needed to go for the brain the whole time?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's how you can, you know. Yeah. But that was the intelligence behind it.
Sheesh.
All right, so as you are... Yeah. Picking up the pieces from this battlefield, the ground is like splitting and cracking all around you. The entire walkway to the glen that you're standing on has been washed away. There's now lava pouring down that. People are running out of the town. You're on this like little higher tier island as lava is splitting you on both sides. You're completely surrounded by this. Saga, I'll say you were able to pull Kerp up to this platform as well from the side. You have the tree powering the runes in front of you. You're standing here as Pulpharos is starting to rise out of the top. The sky blackens all around you. Ooh. Not just over the town, you see it drifting from the spot where you are out into the forest, covering basically the sky that you can see all together. Mm-hmm. And you know it's coming from right here, and it's this thick, viscous smoke. As he rises out, you see this sort of like swirling eye of a storm and this tornado body he has. That is clearly the target from the legends. What do you do?
We're standing in the runes area.
We're out of combat.
Yeah, but we're standing in the rune area.
And
right?
Jib looks over to you and he's like, yes, well, I can't do it myself. I just used it. I recently used these runes to contact you, my son.
As did I. And I look to you've got to throw it.
It's
up to you.
Do you want me to just hand it to you? You don't want to throw
it? I can't. I've used its power. Oh. It'll kill me.
Maybe Kerp should throw it?
Absolutely not.
I was just being cheeky.
You know who shouldn't is Azure. And I...
Azure's just sitting there like
eating like
little,
a molten donut.
His little feet dangling off the side like that old-timey poster of the Industrial Revolution.
Yeah.
I'll cast Guidance on Uh-Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, do what you want to do right now to...
Prepare.
Prepare.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll cast Guidance on
on uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And remind everybody that we can teleport a small distance.
Mm-hmm. So it's not necessarily certain death, but
yeah,
this town may or may not exist after this moment.
Is my feeling here that this is like a strength move that's about to happen?
Definitely would be good to have Bardic Inspiration here.
Mm-hmm.
And it definitely would be good to have...
What I would like to do is recast Enhance Ability.
Cool.
This time, one of the... I think it's Bull's something. It won't open.
And it just gives you more strength?
And it gives advantage on strength checks.
Okay. It will still be like a weapon attack that is using strength, so I'm trying to think of how to do that. Like,
well, I know. Okay. Yeah. And I would also like to give her Bardic Inspiration.
Cool.
In addition to that.
So, guidance and Bardic Inspiration. I think you will effectively... I want to give you something better than the help action for this, so I'm going to say you add a +2 to this roll as well. So, all of these things in mind, you have a +12 to hit. You have Bardic Inspiration. You have this D4. The DC for this is...
I'm willing to throw a gust of wind into the mix.
Okay. You have advantage on this as well.
Okay.
The DC is 30, which is the DC for a near impossible task.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what would that mean I need to roll?
So on the die,
yeah,
18, okay, before the Bardic and before guidance.
Okay.
So you have to get an 18. 18 would be ideal on the die, but if you don't, adding those two to get to 18 would be
okay.
What we're looking for.
Good luck.
Uh-oh steps up to the plate.
Okay. She's really preempting this, but she's like, I think I figured it out. Maybe I'm not a dancer. Maybe I'm not a tour guide. Maybe I'm not a fighter. Maybe I'm all three. Because she's used the abilities of all three in this fight. In some
Jim's
way.
Like, where would you say is the volcano?
Right where this spear's about to land. Okay. Slowly about
what
to
is that?
Land. That's a 13.
13. Okay. Okay. Roll your other d20 because this is with advantage.
Yeah. Okay. 3. That doesn't count.
So 13.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have a D8 and a D4 to add to this.
D8 is a 3.
So you're 16. At 16.
Gotta roll a
2 or higher.
1.
She rolled a D6 though. It's a D4.
It's a
it's
D4.
A D4. Great. Perfect.
Oh my okay. God.
I could have died. It's also a 1.
As you miss 17. With this, as you miss this shot,
yeah,
it goes off just to the side. The one bronze spear you forged is gone.
I can't gust of wind
Jib
it. I can't.
Looks at you all and he's like, well, I thought this would be dramatic, so I just saved this one. Remember, he disappeared with the other spear. He reaches into his bag of holding and pulls out Mary Poppins style one more spear.
And he gives it to me?
He's like, I trust you.
And I go, there's no reason you should trust me.
And I give, using unfailing inspiration, I look at Uh-oh and I say, hey, you can do this.
Whoa. She's really hit by the power of those words.
I look her deep in the eyes. I extend my Loxodon hand. I put it on her shoulder and I go, you got it.
Anybody got any water?
Honey, not now.
Whoa.
Okay, so I basically do the same thing again.
Same thing again.
And I should roll.
You're
back.
Still locked into this spot.
Yeah.
If you had left, you wouldn't be able to throw it again. Okay. But you're still on the side of the room.
That doesn't count. don't look at that.
This is the last chance. If you do not get this, it is okay. Pompa Pompa. We'll be toast.
And that's okay.
And that's okay. And These people have mostly escaped.
Yeah.
It is an ending. It is not the ending.
I look at this town I've given countless tours of.
Don't you want to give more tours?
And I think about it and I go, I owe it to this city to show more people where things are in it in relation to other things in it.
Beautiful.
Make the roll with advantage.
Well...
Okay.
And then I'm going to
do it. Yeah.
You get it. 12.
Okay, once more with the D4 and with the D8.
I'll do the D4 first. I hate it. 4.
16. So we're back where we were. You need a just, 3 just not or a, high, or two, 2 or higher.
Yeah, it's not 18. A 1. Not a 1 on the D8.
So. Oh my
it's
god!
It's a D6. It's a D6, right? Or a D8?
D8. Please.
Oh. 4. Yeah!
Oh my god! Oh.
Damn it, that was so stressful.
Can't tell you how stressed out I've been about this.
I'm sweating.
I mean,
you had
to make the stakes.
You
real
had to make it really hot. Yeah. I'm really sweating.
I'm sweating so much.
Yeah, it's really
God
bad.
Damn it. Uh oh.
Yeah.
You learned a lot throwing that first spear.
I learned a lot. It's much like in a dance routine, you fuck up. In a tour guide, you accidentally pronounce the name of something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And in a fight where you accidentally punch the wrong person, you can make a mistake. And the important thing is you write them. That's kind of what my name's all about. Uh-oh, I made a mistake. My middle name is Correction.
Uh-oh.
Correction.
Uh-oh. Correction.
Mistake.
No last name.
And I'm kind of like watching this huge realization happen.
Uh-oh, Correction Simpson steps up to the plate. Saga, what do you say?
Well, I'm watching this realization, and I'm like, I think maybe the lesson is she shouldn't have danced before she threw the first one, because it really
dance
hurt her
aim. Clearly powered me.
She was dizzy, I think.
In every part of my life, that is for sure.
Jib looks at Grib and is like, you're supposed to guide, right?
Excuse me?
You cast guidance?
Of course I did.
Oh, okay. Any words?
I look forward to taking a tour again.
This is the only nice thing anyone has said to Uh-oh in her life.
Hmm, that's sad.
she takes it in, and she takes in the years of parental abandonment, and she feels whole.
Uh-oh, steps up the plate. Maybe not spinning as much as the first time.
Yeah.
But takes the spear as flames enshroud her and spin around her from this like kind of holy spot as this tree lights up and charges through her, and you throw the spear with sort of this almost like demigod like power of the spot. She throws it and it shoots like a beam of light straight at this raging inferno in front of you. It goes an impossible distance through the sky. Jacob is pulled up Ragnaros on his computer and we see very similar to that, this angry, violent, almost erupting form itself would erupt and thus unmake itself, but basically ruin the lands in this area. As it's close to doing this, the spear finds the sort of swirling eye of the storm where its heart would be and strikes. As the spear hits the spot, this sort of shimmering light appears and it sort of the spear itself glowing disintegrates into dust that you see swirling around the tornado-like body, and you see the like kind of angry face dissipate from it as it looks around confused, and then it just kind of looks sleepy and then slowly lower down into the volcano itself. Pulphoros has been tranquilized and the god is sent back to the plane from which it's came.
Wow. There's a moment of silence that falls after he's squelched. I look at my new friends, I look at my dad, I look at the place that I'm from, a place that I've thought about my entire life of finally being here, and I look and I say, winning.
Who let the dogs out?
And then everyone from town comes back and there's a party.
Yeah, truthfully, like as the skies clear up, everyone appears like there's erupting crowds kind of stepping around. There is still some lava.
Careful, watch your step.
Kirk goes, hey, everybody, let's have a barbecue. And they're all like, get the fuck out of here.
I don't actually, I think it was like the trauma response. I was like, I'm in love with him. I don't know if I was actually in love with him.
A second thought song.
Yeah,
you're having?
I think so.
I will say that you all reconvene with the town and celebrate this momentous victory. Grib, you walk. Jib calls for you before and he's like,
yeah,
let's take a walk, shall we?
Are my assumptions correct?
Depends.
Did I come from your
loins?
From your loins?
That would be the case.
I hug him. I hug him so hard.
He hugs you back. Two muscly loxodons.
Yeah, I'm kind of feeling his lats and his deltoids as I hug him.
Yes, that's where you get it from.
Yeah.
He says, you certainly know how to play hide and seek.
Aww. What do you mean?
Well, we were playing hide and seek and you hid in a pumpkin that eventually went to a trade route. And I only found that more recently that that's what happened.
I was lost during a game of hide and seek.
Yes.
Damn.
Isn't that wild?
That's so sad.
It is very sad.
That's crazy.
Yes.
You've missed so much of my life.
I know.
But I'm happy that we can finally be here and you can learn a little bit more about me. Do you have any questions?
Many.
Yes.
But I will reveal those questions next time.
I used to do porn.
That was your college job?
I used to do porn. I did softcore
porn.
Wow. Yeah.
Softcore?
Yeah. Live theater.
Is that any different than...
It's not full penetration.
Ah.
Yes.
As it were.
Yes. That's my deepest, darkest secret, Dad.
Was that your college job?
Yes.
Oh, wow. My goodness.
I thought I'd tell you the weirdest thing about me first, and then everything else is acceptance,
hey,
right?
Well, I accept everything.
Yes.
It's not even something that
Where's
I would
Mom?
Accept.
Where's Mom? Do I have one?
That is a story for another day.
As you see them walk away, as they walk hand in hand away, Kerp looks to you, Saga, and he's like,
wow, can you believe that we went through all this, you and me together?
No, honestly, no.
I saved your life.
Thank you very much. And I appreciate
you saved
that.
Mine.
I owe you one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Or did you save my life?
In the heat of battle, it's hard to remember who does what, you know?
You didn't. Huh. Oh, yeah, you saved my life. Well, I will do everything in my power to get you to where you need to go.
That's my man.
Might take a second, but...
So we'll have to travel together.
For a long time. Because they don't need me up there right now because they quelled the gods.
Because you're my best friend.
I used to do porn.
No shit. Too scary for me. I thought about it.
approaches this conversation. She's like, oh my God, I know why you look so familiar. At first I thought you were Amanda Magic, the missing woman.
That's right.
That's my name.
What?
I go by Kerp. That's my that's my temple keeper name, but I am actually Amanda Magic.
Now, I see the resemblance. I see
Everyone's
why I got
been
confused.
Looking for you.
Really?
Yes.
Wow,
so I think
that
you're
is
like
crazy.
The boogeyman, if I remember.
I have been coming into town and sort of sneaking stuff from people and casting little spells here and there.
Okay.
Yeah, you're Amanda Magic.
Amanda Magic.
Wow.
Is that right?
It caused me a lot of trouble. We don't look anything alike.
They have been, you know, now that you say it, I stole some pumpkins with a spell and I was running away. They're like, it's Amanda Magic. And I was like, what? Like, how do they know it's me? But that is my real name.
Oh, okay. Well, I was going to say, you're so clearly not Amanda Magic. You have that food show, right?
And frankly, I have I hated all the attention that Uh-Oh got for saving the day and wish that could have been me. And so I'm like, no, I did love attention. I can't believe I was ever trying to be anonymous. And I'm like, yeah, baby. Keep eating.
Whoa, he said his catchphrase.
And Elephant Tail runs up and is like, wow, amazing. Spas for everyone.
Individual spas for everyone.
Yes. I just need some help with some Photoshop.
Sorry?
I need some help with some Photoshop.
Jesus, really? Now?
I can't believe you have a food show and you're a graphic designer. Your name is Greg.
That part was not true. That's the thing. It was a lie.
Well, forget it. And as everyone goes to get their individual spas, well, in the art.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you all for such an incredible arc. It was so fun to really just do the scary throw at the end. That was the inspiration for reverse engineering the whole arc from that.
Cool.
It was very fun, and it was very scary to actually do it.
Oh, we made it, though.
Sweating.
Yeah. Terrifying. Yeah. We'll talk more about it on the arc mark. Let's just do a quick round of plugs, and yeah.
At Dan Lippert Cool on all social media.
Hell yeah.
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Jacob Isaki, and check out my new podcast, Never Heard of Them. We're talking tunes and playing music for friends. It's on the Flagrant Ones Patreon.
Beautiful.
Rekha Shankar, I was lucky enough to write for Grand Crew. You can check it out on Hulu. All episodes are up.
Wonderful. I've been Zach Oyama. You can listen to this podcast that I'm talking on right now. Outside of, I guess, Dimension 20. Listen to or watch that.
Thanks, Zach.
Well, been the last episode of this arc. Stick around for the final arc, Mark of the Arc. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Woohoo! Thank you, past Zach, and thank you for listening to this arc 7 of the Rotating Heroes podcast. And if you're ever curious as to why at the end of every episode Zach says, "We'll be back next week with the arc bark," and then there isn't an arc bark, it's just like the next episode, that's because these were, well, previously recorded old episodes, and actually these are episodes that we put out on the Patreon in their full and glorious form, and then the week after they come out, we release the arc bark. So if you want to hear those arc barks, the only place to get those is on the Patreon. So head over to there. There's a link in the description below. But until then, I want to say thank you so much for listening to Arc 7 with your rotators of this arc, which are Jacob Waisaki, Dan Lippert, and Rekha Shankar, with your DM, Zach Oyama. And this episode has been edited and produced by Zach Oyama and me, Jasper William Cartwright. Until then, we will catch you next week. Bye.
Bye.